1977.
Well.
How are you?
All right.
You look well.
Well, I'm not all that well, really.
Why, what's the matter?
Hangover. Cheers. How are you?
I'm fine. Just like old times. I thought of you the other day.
Good God, why? Why?
Well, it's nice sometimes to think back, isn't it?
Absolutely. How's everything?
Oh, not too bad. Do you know how long it is since we met?
Well, I came to that private view. When was it?
No, I don't mean that.
Oh, you mean alone?
Yes.
2 years. Yes, I thought it must be.
Long time.
Yes. It is. How's it going? The gallery?
How do you think it's going?
Well, very well, I would say.
I'm glad you think so. Well, it is actually. I enjoy it.
Funny lot, painters, aren't they?
They're not at all funny.
Aren't they? What a pity. How's Robert?
When did you last see him?
I haven't seen him for months. Don't know why. Why?
Why what?
Why did you ask when I last saw him?
I just wondered. How's Sam?
You mean Judith?
Do I?
You remember about the form. I ask about your husband, you ask about my wife.
Yes, of course. How is your wife?
All right.
Sam must be tall.
He is tall. Quite tall. Does a lot of running. He's a long-distance runner. He wants to be a zoologist.
No, really? Good. And Sarah?
She's 10.
God, I suppose she must be.
Yeah, she must be. Ned's 5, isn't he?
You remember?
Well, I would remember that.
Yes. You're all right, then?
Yeah, sure.
Ever think of me?
I don't need to think of you.
Oh?
I don't need to think of you. Anyway, I'm all right. How are you?
Fine, really. All right.
You're looking very pretty.
Really? Thank you. I'm glad to see you.
So am I. I mean to see you.
You think of me sometimes.
I think of you sometimes. I saw Charlotte the other day.
No. Where? She didn't mention it.
She didn't see me. In the street.
You haven't seen her for years.
I recognised her.
How could you? How could you know?
I did.
What did she look like?
You.
No, what did you think of her, really?
I thought she was lovely.
Yes, she's very... She's smashing. She's 13. Do you remember that time? Oh, God, it was when you picked her up and threw her up and caught her.
She was very light.
She remembers that, you know.
Really?
Hmm. Being thrown up.
What a memory. She doesn't know about us, does she?
Of course not. She just remembers you as an old friend.
That's right. Yes, everyone was there that day, standing around, your husband, my wife, all the kids, I remember.
What day?
When I threw her up. It was in your kitchen.
It was in your kitchen.
Darling.
Don't say that. It all...
seems such a long time ago.
Does it?
Same again.
I thought of you the other day. I was driving through Kilburn. Suddenly I saw where I was. I just stopped. And then I turned down Kinsale Drive and drove into Wessex Grove. I drove past the house and then stopped about 50 yards further on, like we used to do. Do you remember?
Yes.
People were coming out of the house. They walked up the road.
What sort of people?
Oh, young people. Then I got out of the car and went up the steps. I looked at the bells. You know, the names on the bells. I looked for our name.
Green. Couldn't see it, eh?
No.
That's because we're not there anymore. We haven't been there for years.
No, we haven't.
I hear you're seeing a bit of Casey.
What?
Casey, I just heard you were seeing a bit of him.
Where did you hear that?
People. Talking.
Christ.
The funny thing was that the only thing I really felt was irritation. I mean, irritation that nobody gossiped about us like that in the old days. I nearly said, now look, she may be having the occasional drink with Casey, who cares? But she and I had an affair for 7 years and none of you bastards had the faintest idea it was happening.
I wonder if everyone knew all the time.
Don't be silly. We were brilliant. Nobody knew. Whoever went to Kilburn in those days. Just you and me. Anyway, what's all this about you and Casey?
What do you mean?
What's going on?
We have the occasional drink.
I thought you didn't admire his work.
I've changed. Or his work has changed. Are you jealous?
What? I couldn't be jealous of Casey. I'm his agent. I advised him about his divorce. I read all his first drafts. I persuaded your husband to publish his first novel. I escorted him to Oxford to speak at the Union. He's my boy. I discovered him when he was a poet, and that's a bloody long time ago now. He's even taken me down to Southampton to meet his mum and dad. I couldn't be jealous of Casey. Anyway, it's not as if we're having an affair now, is it? We haven't seen each other for years. Really, I'm very happy if you're happy. What about Robert?
Well, I think we're going to separate.
Huh?
We had a long talk. Last night.
Last night?
You know what I found out last night? He's betrayed me for years. He's had other women for years.
No. Good Lord. But we betrayed him for years.
And he betrayed me for years.
Well, I never knew that.
Nor did I.
Does Casey know about this?
I wish you wouldn't keep calling him Casey. His name is Roger.
It's Roger.
I phoned you. I don't know why.
What a funny thing. We were such close friends, weren't we, Robert and me? Even though I haven't seen him for a few months. But through all those years, all the drinks, all the lunches we had together, I never even gleaned. I never suspected that there was anyone else in his life but you. Never. For example, when you're with a fellow in a pub or a restaurant, for example, from time to time he pops out for a piss, you see? Who doesn't? But what I mean is, if he's making a crafty telephone call, you can sort of sense it, you see? You can sense the pip, pip, pips. Well, I never did that with Robert. He never made any pip, pip telephone calls in any pub I was ever with him in. The funny thing is that it was me who made the pip-pip calls. To you, when I left him boozing at the bar. That's the funny thing. When did he tell you all this?
Last night. I think we were up all night.
You talked all night?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I didn't come into it, did I?
What?
I just
phoned you this morning, you know, that's all, because we're old friends. I've been up all night. The whole thing's finished. I suddenly felt I wanted to see you.
Well, look, I'm happy to see you. I am. I'm sorry. About...
Do you remember? I mean, you do remember.
I remember.
You couldn't really afford Wessex Grove when we took it, could you?
Oh, love finds a way.
I bought the curtains.
You found a way.
Listen, I didn't want to see you for nostalgia. I mean, what's the point? I just wanted to see how you were, truly. How are you?
Oh, what does it matter? You didn't tell Robert about me last night, did you?
I had to. He told me everything. I told him everything. We were up all night. At one point, Ned came down. I had to take him up to bed, had to put him back to bed. Then I went down again. I think it was the voices woke him up, you know.
You told him everything?
I had to.
You told him everything? About us?
I had to.
But he's my oldest friend. I mean, I picked his own daughter up in my own arms and threw her up and caught her in my kitchen. He watched me do it.
It doesn't matter. It's all gone.
Is it? What has?
It's all over.
...1977, later.
It's good of you to come.
Not at all.
Yes, yes. I know it was difficult. I know... ...the kids...
That's all right. Sounded urgent.
Well... ...you found someone, did you?
What?
For the kids?
Yes, yes, honestly, everything's in order. Anyway, Charlotte's not a baby.
No. Are you going to sit down?
Well, I might. Yes, in a minute.
Judith's at the hospital on night duty. The kids are here, upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I must speak to you. It's important.
And speak?
Yes.
You look quite rough. What's the trouble? It's not about you and Emma, is it? I know all about that.
Yes. So I've been told.
Ah. What's... not very important, is it? It's been over for years, hasn't it?
It is important.
Really? Why?
I thought I was going to go mad.
When?
This evening. Just now. Wondering whether to phone you. I had to phone you. It took me 2 hours to phone you, and then you were with the kids. I thought I wasn't going to be able to see you. Thought I'd go mad. I'm very grateful to you for coming.
For God's sake, look. What exactly do you want to say?
Oh. I don't know why she told you. I don't know how she could tell you. I just don't understand. Listen, I know you've got...
Oh, look, I saw her today. We had a drink. I haven't seen her for... She told me, you know, that you're in trouble, both of you. And so on. I know that. I mean, I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Why not? The fact is, I can't understand why she thought it necessary, after all these years, to tell you so suddenly. Last night.
Last night?
Without consulting me, without even warning me. After all, you and me...
And she didn't tell me last night.
What do you mean? I know about last night. She told me about it. You were up all night, weren't you?
That's correct.
And she told you last night about her and me, did she not?
No, she didn't. She didn't tell me about you and her last night. She told me about you and her 4 years ago. So she didn't have to tell me again last night because I knew, and she knew I knew because she told me herself 4 years ago.
What?
I think I will sit down. I thought you knew.
Knew what?
That I knew, that I've known for years. I thought you knew that.
You thought I knew?
But she said you didn't, but I didn't believe that. Anyway, I think I thought you knew, but you say you didn't.
She told you... When?
Well, I found out. That's what happened. I told her I'd found out, and then she confirmed the facts.
When?
Oh, a long time ago, Jerry.
But we've seen each other a great deal over the last 4 years. We've had lunch.
Never played squash, though.
I was your best friend.
Well, yes. Sure. Don't get upset. There's no point.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I'm not her, old boy.
Why didn't you tell me?
What? I thought you might know.
But you didn't know for certain, did you? You didn't know?
No.
Then why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
That you knew! You bastard!
Oh, don't call me a bastard, Jerry.
What are we going to do?
You and I are not going to do anything. My marriage is finished. I've just got to make proper arrangements, that's all, about the children.
You haven't thought of telling Judith?
Telling Judith what? Oh, about you and Emma. You mean she never knew? You're quite sure? No, I hadn't thought of telling Judith, actually. You don't seem to understand. You don't seem to understand. I don't give a shit about any of this. And it's true, I've hit Emma once or twice, but that wasn't to defend a principle. I wasn't inspired to do it from any kind of moral standpoint. I just felt like giving her a good bashing. The old itch, you understand.
But you betrayed her for years, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
And she never knew about it, did she?
Didn't she?
I didn't.
No. You didn't know very much about anything, really, did you?
No.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I lived with her.
Yes. In the afternoons.
Sometimes very long ones. For 7 years.
Yes, you certainly knew all there was to know about that, about the 7 years of afternoons. I don't know anything about that. I hope she looked after you all right.
We used to like each other.
We still do. I bumped into old Casey the other day. Now, I believe he's having an affair with my wife. We haven't played squash for years, Casey and me. We used to have a damn good game.
He's put on weight.
Yeah, I thought that.
He's over the hill.
Is he?
Don't you think so? His work, his books.
Oh, his books. His art, yes. His art does seem to be falling away, isn't it?
Still sells.
Oh, it sells very well. Sells very well indeed. Very good for us. For you and me.
Yes.
Someone was telling me, who was it? Must have been someone in the publicity department. The other day, when Casey went up to York to sign his latest book, in a bookshop, you know, with Barbara Spring, you know, the populace queued for hours to get his signature on his book, while one old lady and a dog queued to get Barbara Spring's signature on her book. I happen to think that Barbara Spring is good, don't you?
Yes.
Still, we both do very well out of Casey, don't we?
Very well.
Have you read any good books lately?
I've been reading Yeats.
Ah. Yeats. Yes.
You read Yeats on Torcello once.
On Torcello?
Don't you remember? Years ago, he went over to Torcello in the dawn, alone, and read Yeats.
So I did. I told you that. Yes. Yes. Where are you going this summer? You and the family?
The Lake District. What do you want to do, then?
I don't quite know what we're doing anymore, that's all.
Mm.
I mean, this flat.
Yes.
Can you actually remember when we were last here?
In the summer, was it?
Well, was it?
I know it seems.
It was the beginning of September.
Well, that's summer, isn't it?
It was actually extremely cold. It was early autumn.
Pretty cold now.
We were going to get another electric fire.
Yes, I never got that.
Not much point in getting it if we're never here.
We're here now.
Not really.
Well, things have changed. You've been so busy. Your job, everything.
Well, I know. But, I mean, I like it. I want to do it.
No, it's great. It's marvellous for you. But you're
if you're running a gallery, you've got to run it. You've got to be there.
But you're not free in the afternoons, are you?
No.
So how can we meet?
But look at the times you're out of the country. You're never here.
But when I am here, you're not free in the afternoons. So we can never meet.
We can meet for lunch.
We can meet for lunch, but we can't come all the way out here for a quick lunch. I'm too old for that.
I didn't suggest that. You see, in the past, we were inventive. We were determined. It was... It seemed impossible to meet. Impossible. And yet we did. We met here, we took this flat, and we met in this flat because we wanted to.
It would not matter how much we wanted to if you're not free in the afternoons and I'm in America.
Nights have always been out of the question. You know I have a family.
I have a family too.
I know that perfectly well. I might remind you that your husband is my oldest friend.
What do you mean by that?
I don't mean anything by it.
But what are you trying to say by saying
Jesus,
that?
Jesus, I'm not trying to say anything. I've said precisely what I wanted to say.
I see. The fact is that in the old days we used our imagination and we'd take a night and make an arrangement and go to an hotel.
Yes, we did. But that was in the main before we got this flat.
We haven't spent many nights in this flat.
No.
Not many nights anywhere, really.
Can you afford to keep it going month after month? Oh. It's a waste. Nobody comes here. I just can't bear to think about it, actually. Just empty. All day and night. Day after day and night after night. I mean, the crockery and the curtains and the bedspread and everything and the tablecloth I brought from Venice. It's ridiculous. It's just an empty home.
It's not a home. I know. I know what you wanted, but it could never actually be a home. You have a home, I have a home. With curtains, etc. And children. Two children in two homes. There are no children here. So it's not the same kind of home.
It was never intended to be the same kind of home, was it? You didn't ever see it as a home in any sense, did you?
No, I saw it as a flat. You know...
For fucking?
No. For loving.
Well, there's not much of that left, is there?
I don't think we don't love each other.
Ah. What would you do about all the furniture?
What?
The contents.
You know, we can do something very simple if we want to do it.
You mean sell it to Mrs. Banks for a small sum and she can let it as a furnished flat?
That's right. Wasn't the bed here?
What?
Wasn't it?
We bought the bed. We bought everything. We bought the bed together.
Ah, yes.
You'll make all the arrangements then with Mrs. Banks. I don't want anything. Nowhere I can put it. You see, I have a home with tablecloths and all the rest of it.
I'll go into it with Mrs. Banks. There'll be a few quid, you know.
No, so. I don't want any cash. Thank you very much. I'm going now. Oh, here's my key. Oh, Christ. Oh, you take it off. Can you just do it, please? I'm picking up Charlotte from school. I'm taking her shopping. Do you realise this is an afternoon? It's the gallery's afternoon off. That's why I'm here. We close every Thursday afternoon. Can I have my key ring? Thanks. Listen, I think we've made absolutely the right decision.
Thank you. 1974.
Emma, Jerry's here.
Who?
Jerry.
I'll be down.
Cheers.
Cheers. She's just putting Ned to bed. I think he'll be off in a minute.
Off where?
Dreamland.
Oh. Yes, how is your sleep these days?
Huh?
Do you still have bad nights? With Ned, I mean?
Oh, I see. Well, no, it's getting better. But you know what they say?
What?
They say boys are worse than girls.
Worse?
Babies. They say boy babies cry more than girl babies.
Do they?
You didn't find that to be the case?
Yes, I think we did. Did you?
Yeah. What do you make of it? Why do you think that is?
Well, I suppose boys are more anxious.
Boy babies?
Yes.
What the hell are they anxious about at their age? Do you think?
Well, facing the world, I suppose. Leaving the womb, all that.
What about girl babies? They leave the womb too.
That's true. It's also true that nobody talks much about girl babies leaving the womb, do they?
I'm prepared to do so.
I see. Well, what have you got to say?
I was asking you a question.
What was it?
But why do you assert that boy babies find leaving the womb more of a problem than girl babies?
Have I made such an assertion?
You went on to make a further assertion to the effect that boy babies are more anxious about facing the world than girl babies.
Do you yourself believe that to be the case?
I do, yes.
Why do you think it is?
Well, I have no answer.
Do you think it might have something to do with the difference between the sexes?
Good God, you're right. That must be it.
Hello. Surprise?
I was having tea with Casey.
Where?
Just around the corner.
I thought he lived in Hampstead or somewhere.
You're out of date.
Am I?
He's left Susanna. He's living alone round the corner.
Oh.
Writing a novel about a man who leaves his wife and three children and goes to live alone on the other side of London. To write a novel about a man who leaves his wife and three children.
I hope it's better than the last one.
The last one? Oh, the last one. Wasn't that the one about the man who lived in a big house in Hampstead with his wife and three children and is writing a novel?
Why didn't you like it?
I've told you, actually.
I think it's the best thing he's written.
It may be the best thing he's written, but it's still bloody dishonest.
Dishonest? In what way dishonest?
I've told you, actually.
Have you?
Oh, yes, she had. Once, when we were all having dinner, I remember, you, me, Emma and Judith, where was it? Emma gave a dissertation over the pudding about dishonesty in Casey with reference to his last novel, Drying Out. It was most stimulating. Judith had to leave, unfortunately, in the middle of it for her night shift at the hospital. How is Judith, by the way?
Very well.
When are we going to play squash?
You're too good.
Not at all. I'm not good at all. I'm just fitter than you.
But why? Why are you fitter than me?
Because I play squash.
Oh, you're playing? Regularly?
Hmm.
With whom?
Casey, actually.
Casey? Good Lord. What's he like?
He's a brutally honest squash player. No, really, we haven't played for years. We must play. You were rather good.
Yes, I was quite good. All right. I'll give you a ring.
Why don't you?
We'll make a date.
Right.
Yes, we must do that.
Then I'll take you to lunch.
No, I'll take you to lunch.
The man who wins buys the lunch.
Can I watch?
What?
Why can't I watch and then take you both to lunch?
Well, to be brutally honest, we wouldn't actually want a woman around, would we, Jerry? I mean, a game of squash isn't simply a game of squash. It's rather more than that. You see, first there's the game. Then there's a shower, then there's the pint, and then there's lunch. After all, you've been at it. You've had your battle. What you want is your pint and your lunch. You really don't want a woman buying you lunch. You don't actually want a woman within a mile of the place, any of the places, really. You don't want her in the squash court, you don't want her in the shower, or the pub, or the restaurant. You see, at lunch, you want to talk about squash, or cricket, or books, or even women with your friend, and be able to warm to your theme without fear of improper interruption. That's what it's all about. What do you think, Jerry?
I haven't played squash for years.
Well, let's play next week.
I can't next week. I'm in New York.
Are you?
I'm going over with one of my more celebrated writers, actually.
Who?
Casey. Someone wants to film that novel of his you didn't like.
We're going over to discuss it. It was a question of them coming over here or us going over there. Casey thought he deserved the trip.
What about you?
What?
Do you deserve the trip?
Judith going?
No. You can't go alone. We'll have that game of squash when I get back. A week. Or at the most 10 days.
Lovely.
Bye. Thanks for the drink.
Bye.
It's Torcello tomorrow, isn't it?
What?
We're going to Torcello tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, that's right.
That'll be lovely. I can't wait.
Book good?
Yes.
What is it?
This new book, this man, Sphinx.
Oh, that. Jerry was telling me about it.
Jerry? Was he?
He was telling me about it at lunch last week.
Really? Does he like it?
Well, Sphinx is his boy. He discovered him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Unsolicited manuscript. You think it's good, do you?
Yes, I do. I'm enjoying it.
Jerry thinks he's good, too. You should have lunch with us one day and chat about it.
Is that absolutely necessary? It's not as good as all that.
You mean it's not good enough for you to have lunch with Jerry and me and chat about it?
What the hell are you talking about?
I must read it again myself now. It's in hardcovers.
Again?
Jerry wanted us to publish it.
Oh, really?
Well, naturally. Anyway, I turned it down.
Why?
Oh, there's not much more to say on that subject, really, is there?
What do you consider the subject to be?
Betrayal.
No, it isn't.
Isn't it? What is it, then?
I haven't finished it yet. I'll let you know.
Well, do let me know. Of course, I could be thinking of the wrong book. By the way, I went into American Express yesterday.
Oh?
Yes, I went to cash some traveller's cheques. You get a much better rate there, you see, than you do in an hotel.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, there was a letter there for you. They asked me if you were any relation, and I said yes, so they asked me if I wanted to take it. I mean, they gave it to me. But I said no, I'd leave it. Did you get it?
Yes.
I suppose you popped in when you were out shopping yesterday evening.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad you got it. To be honest, I was amazed they suggested I take it. I mean, it could never happen in England. But these Italians, so free and easy. I mean, just because my name is Downs and your name is Downs doesn't mean that we're the Mr. and Mrs. Downs that they, in their laughing Mediterranean way, assume we are. We could be, and in fact are vastly more likely to be, total strangers. So let's say I, whom they laughingly assumed to be your husband, had taken the letter, having declared myself to be your husband, but in truth being a total stranger, and opened it and read it out of nothing more than idle curiosity, and then thrown it in a canal. You'd have never received it, and you'd have been deprived of your legal right to open your own mail. And all this because of Venetian je m'en foutisme. I've a good mind to write to the Doge of Venice about it. That's what stopped me taking it, by the way, and bringing it to you. The thought that I could very easily be a total stranger. What they, of course, did not know and had no way of knowing was that I'm your husband.
Pretty inefficient bunch.
Oh, only in a laughing Mediterranean way.
It was from Jerry?
Yes. Recognise the handwriting. How is he?
Okay.
Good. And Judith?
Fine.
What about the kids?
Don't think he mentioned them.
Well, they're probably all right then. If they were ill or something, he'd probably have mentioned it. Any other news?
No.
You're looking forward to Torcello? How many times have we been to Torcello? Twice. I remember how you loved it. First time I took you there, you fell in love with it. It was about 10 years ago, wasn't it? About 6 months after we were married? Yes, do you remember? I wonder if you'll like it as much tomorrow. What do you think of Jerry as a letter writer? You're trembling. You cold?
No.
He used to write to me at one time. Long letters. About Forbes Maddox Ford. I used to write to him too, come to think of it. Long letters about W.B. Yeats, I suppose. That was the time when we were both editors of poetry magazines. Him at Cambridge, me at Oxford. Did you know that? We were bright young men. And close friends. Well, we still are close friends. All that was it. Long before I met you. Long before he met you. I've been trying to remember when I introduced him to you. I simply can't remember. I take it I did introduce him to you. Yes, but when? Can you remember?
No.
You can't?
No.
How odd. He wasn't best man at our wedding, was he?
You know he was.
Oh, yes. Well, that's probably when I introduced him to you. Was there any message for me in his letter? I mean, in the line of business, to do with the world of publishing, has he discovered any new and original talent? He's quite talented at uncovering talent, old Jerry.
No message.
No message, not even his love.
We're lovers.
Ah, yes, I thought it might be something like that, something along those lines.
When?
What?
When did you think?
Yesterday, only yesterday. When I saw his handwriting on the letter. Before yesterday, I was quite ignorant.
Ah. I'm sorry.
Sorry? Where does it take place? Must be a bit awkward. I mean, we've got two kids, he's got two kids. Not to mention a wife.
We have a flat.
Ah, I see. Nice. Flat. It's quite well established then, your affair.
Yes.
How long?
Some time.
Yes, but how long exactly?
5 years.
5 years? Ned is 1 year old. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, he's your son. Jerry was in America for 2 months.
Did he write to you from America?
Of course, and I wrote to him.
Did you tell him that Ned had been conceived?
Not by letter.
But when you did tell him, was he happy to know that I was to be a father? I've always liked Jerry. To be honest, I've always liked him rather more than I've liked you. Maybe I should have had an affair with him myself. Tell me, are you looking forward to our trip to Torcello?
Later.
Darling.
Darling.
I must put this down.
What's in it?
Lunch.
What?
Things you like. How do I look?
Beautiful.
Do I look well?
You do.
Mmm.
How was it?
It was lovely.
Did you go to Torcello?
No.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. The speedboats were on strike or something.
On strike?
Yes, on the day we were going.
Oh. What about the gondolas?
You can't take a gondola to Torcello.
Well, they used to in the old days, didn't they? Before they had speedboats. How do you think they got over there?
It would take hours.
Yes, I suppose so. I got your letter.
Good.
Get mine.
Of course. Miss me?
Yes. Actually, I haven't been well.
What?
Oh, nothing. A bug.
I missed you. You haven't been here at all.
No.
Needs hoovering.
Later. I spoke to Robert this morning.
Oh?
I'm taking him to lunch on Thursday.
Thursday? Why?
Well, it's my turn.
No, but why are you taking him to lunch?
Because it's my turn. Last time he took me to lunch.
You know what I mean?
No. What?
What is the subject or point of your lunch?
No subject or point. We've just been doing it for years. His turn followed by my turn.
You've misunderstood me.
Have I? How?
Well, quite simply, you often do meet or have lunch to discuss a particular writer or a particular book, don't you? So to those meetings or lunches, there is a point or subject.
Well, there isn't to this one.
You haven't discovered any new writers while I've been away?
No. Sam fell off his bike.
No!
He was knocked out. He was out for about a minute.
Were you with him?
No, Judith. He's all right. And then I got this bug.
Oh, dear.
So I've had time for nothing.
Everything will be better now I'm back.
Yes.
Oh, I read that Sphinx, the book you gave me.
What did you think?
Excellent.
Robert hated it. He wouldn't publish it.
What's he like?
Who?
Sphinx.
Sphinx? He's a very thin bloke. About 50. Wears dark glasses day and night. He lives alone in a furnished room. Quite like this one, actually. He's unfussed.
Furnished rooms suit him?
Yes.
They suit me too. And you, do you still like it, our home?
It's marvellous not to have a telephone.
And marvellous to have me?
You're all right.
I cook and slave for you.
You do.
I bought something in Venice for the house. Do you like it?
It's lovely.
Do you think we'll ever go to Venice together? No, probably not.
You don't think I should see Robert for lunch on Thursday, or on Friday for that matter?
Why do you say that?
You don't think I should see him at all?
I didn't say that. How can you not see him? Don't be silly.
I had a terrible panic when you were away. I was sorting out a contract in my office with some lawyers. I suddenly couldn't remember what I'd done with your letter. I couldn't remember putting it in the safe. I said I had to look for something in the safe. I opened the safe. It wasn't there. I had to go on with the damn contract. I kept seeing it lying somewhere in the house, being picked up.
Did you find it?
It was in the pocket of a jacket in my wardrobe at home.
Good.
Something else happened a few months ago. I didn't tell you. We had a drink one evening. Well, we had our drink and I got home about 8, walked in the door. Judith said, "Hello, you're a bit late." "Sorry," I said, "I was having a drink with Sphinx." "Sphinx," she said, "how odd. He's just phoned 5 minutes ago, wanted to speak to you. He didn't mention he'd just seen you." "You know old Sphinx," I said, "not exactly forthcoming, is he? He'd probably remembered something he'd meant to say but hadn't. I'll ring him later." I went up to see the kids and then we all had dinner. Listen, do you remember, when was it, a few years ago, we were all in your kitchen, it must have been Christmas or something.
You remember all the kids were running about, and suddenly I picked Charlotte up and lifted her high up, and then down and up. Do you remember how she laughed?
Everyone laughed.
She was so light. And there was your husband and my wife and all the kids all standing and laughing in your kitchen. I can't get rid of it.
It was your kitchen, actually. Why shouldn't you throw her up?
Later.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
I'd like a scotch on the rocks.
With the water?
What?
You want it with the water?
No. No water, just on the rocks.
Certainly, signore.
Scotch? You don't usually drink scotch at lunchtime?
I've had a bug, actually. Oh. And the only thing to get rid of this bug was scotch, at lunchtime as well as at night, so I'm still drinking scotch at lunchtime in case it comes back.
Like an apple a day.
Precisely. Cheers.
Cheers.
The menu, signori.
How are you, apart from the bug?
Fine.
Ready for some squash?
Well, I've got rid of the bug, yes.
I thought you had got rid of it.
Why do you think I'm still drinking scotch at lunchtime?
Oh, yeah. We really must play. I haven't played for years.
How old are you now, then?
36.
That means I'm 36 as well.
If you're a day.
Bit violent, squash.
Ring me. We'll have a game.
How's Venice?
Ready to order, signori.
What do you have?
I'll have melone and piccata al limone with a green salad.
Insalata verde, prosciutto e melone?
No, just melone. On the rocks.
I'll have prosciutto and melone and fried scampi. And spinach.
Spinaci, grazie, signore.
And a bottle of Corvo Bianco straight away.
Si, signore. Molte grazie.
Is he the one who's always been here, or is it his son?
You mean, has his son always been here?
No, is he his son? I mean, is he the son of the one who's always been here?
No, he's his father.
Ah, is he?
He's the one who speaks wonderful Italian.
Yes. Your Italian's pretty good, isn't it?
No, not at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's Emma's Italian is very good. Emma's Italian is very good.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Corvo Bianco, signore.
Thank you.
How was it, anyway, Venice?
Venice, signore. Oh, beautiful. The most beautiful place of Italy. You see that painting on the wall is Venice.
So it is.
You know what is known of in Venice?
What?
Traffico.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Where were you last there?
Oh, yes.
How's Judith?
What? Oh, you know. Okay. Busy.
The kids?
All right. Sam fell off.
What?
No. Nothing. So how was it?
You used to go there with Judith, didn't you?
Yes, but we haven't been there for years. How about Charlotte? Did she enjoy it?
I think she did. I did.
Good.
I went for a trip to Torcello.
Oh, really? Lovely place.
Incredible day. I got up very early and whoomp, right across the lagoon to Torcello. Not a soul stirring.
What's the whoomp?
Speedboat.
Ah. I thought...
What?
It was so long ago, I'm obviously wrong. I thought one went to Torcello by gondola.
That would take hours. No. Whoomp, across the lagoon, and dawn.
Sounds good.
I was quite alone.
Where was Emma?
I think asleep. I was alone for hours, as a matter of fact. On the island. High point, actually, the whole trip.
Was it? Well, it sounds marvellous.
Yeah. Sat on the grass. Read Yeats.
Yeats on Torcello.
Yeah. They went well together.
Un melone, un prosciutto e melone.
Prosciutto for me.
Buon appetito.
Emma read that novel, that chum of yours. What's his name?
I don't know. What?
Spinks?
Oh, Spinks. Yes. The one you didn't like.
The one I wouldn't publish.
I remember.
Did Emma like it?
She seemed to be madly in love with it.
Good.
You like it yourself, do you?
I do.
And it's very successful.
It is.
Tell me, do you think that makes me a publisher of unique critical judgment? Or a foolish publisher?
A foolish publisher.
I agree with you. I'm a very foolish publisher.
No, you're not. What are you talking about? You're a good publisher. What are you talking about?
I'm a bad publisher. Because I hate books. Or to be more precise, prose. Or to be even more precise, modern prose. I mean modern novels. First novels and second novels, all that promise and sensibility it falls upon me to judge. To put the firm's money on and then to push for the third novel, see it done, see the dust jacket done, see the dinner for the National Literary Editors done, see the signing in Hatchard's done, see the lucky author cook himself to death, all in the name of literature. You know what you and Emma have in common? You love literature. I mean, you love the new novel by the new Casey or Spinks. Gives you both a thrill.
You must be pissed.
Really, you mean you don't think it gives Emma a thrill?
How do I know? She's your wife.
Yes, you're quite right. I shouldn't have to consult you. I shouldn't have to consult anyone.
I'd like some more wine.
Yes. Yes. Waiter, another bottle of Corvo Bianco. And where's our lunch? The place is going to pop. Mind you, it's worse than Venice. They really don't give a fuck there. I'm not drunk. You can't get drunk on Corvo Bianco. Mind you, last night I was up late. I hate brandy. Stinks of modern literature. No, look, I'm sorry.
Corvo Bianco.
It's the same glass. Where's our lunch?
It comes.
I'll pour. No, look, I'm sorry, Have another drink. I'll tell you what it is. It's just I can't bear being back in London. I was happy. Such a rare thing. Not in Venice, I don't mean that. I mean on Torcello. When I walked about Torcello in the early morning, alone, I was happy. I wanted to stay there forever.
We all...
We all feel that sometimes. Oh, you do yourself, do you? I mean, there's nothing really wrong, you see. I've got the family. Emma and I. Very good together, I think, the world over. And I actually consider Casey to be a first-rate writer.
Do you really?
First-rate. I'm proud to publish him, and you discovered him, and that was very clever of you.
Thanks.
You got a good nose. And you care. And I respect that in you. So does Emma. We often talk about it.
How is Emma?
Very well. You must come and have a drink sometime. She'd love to see you.
Hello.
I meant to be here ages ago. I'm making this stew.
It'll be hours. Are you starving?
Yes.
No, really, I'll never do it. You sit down. I'll get it on.
What a lovely apron.
Good.
What have you been doing?
Just walked through the park.
What was it like?
Beautiful. Empty. A slight mist. I sat down for a bit under a tree. It was very quiet. Just looked at the serpentine.
And then?
Then I got a taxi to Wessex Grove. Number 31. And I climbed the steps and opened the front door and then climbed the stairs and opened this door and found you in a new apron cooking a stew.
It's on.
Which is now on. Vodka at lunchtime.
Just feel that one. I ran to Judith yesterday. Did she tell you?
No, she didn't. Where?
Lunch.
Lunch?
She didn't tell you?
No.
That's funny.
What do you mean, lunch? Where?
At Fortnum and Mason's.
Fortnum and Mason's? What the hell was she doing at Fortnum and Mason's?
She was lunching with a lady.
A lady?
Yes.
Fortnum and Mason's is a long way from the hospital.
Of course it isn't.
Well, I suppose not. And you?
Me?
What were you doing at Fortnum and Mason's?
Lunching with my sister. Judith didn't tell you?
I haven't really seen her. I was out late last night with Casey and she was out early this morning.
Do you think she knows?
Knows?
Does she know about us?
No.
Are you sure?
She's too busy at the hospital. And then the kids. She doesn't go in for speculation.
What about clues? Isn't she interested to follow clues?
What clues?
Well, there must be some available to her to pick up.
There are none available to her.
Oh. Well. Good.
She has an admirer.
Really?
Another doctor. He takes her for drinks. It's irritating. I mean, she says that's all there is to it. He likes her, she's fond of him, etc., etc. Perhaps that's what I find irritating. I don't know exactly what's going on.
Oh, why shouldn't she have an admirer? I have an admirer.
Who?
You, I think.
Ah. Oh. Yes. I'm more than that.
Tell me. Have you ever thought of changing your life?
Changing? It's impossible.
Do you think she's being unfaithful to you?
No, I don't know.
When you were in America just now, for instance?
No.
Have you ever been unfaithful?
To whom?
To me, of course.
No. Have you? To me?
No. If she was, what would you do?
She isn't. She's busy. She's got lots to do. She's a very good doctor. She likes her life. She loves the kids.
Ah.
She loves me.
Ah.
Well, that means something.
It certainly does.
But I adore you. I adore you.
Yes. Listen, there's something I have to tell you.
What?
I'm pregnant. It was when you were in America. It wasn't anyone else. It was my husband.
Yes. Yes, of course. I'm very happy for you.
...1968.
I've been waiting for you.
What do you mean?
I knew you'd come.
I just come in to comb my hair.
I knew you'd have to. I knew you'd have to comb your hair. I knew you'd have to get away from the party. You're a beautiful hostess.
Aren't you enjoying the party?
You're beautiful. Listen, I've been watching you all night. I must tell you. I want to tell you. I have to tell you.
Please.
You're incredible.
You're drunk.
Nevertheless.
Jerry.
I was best man at your wedding. I saw you in white. I watched you glide by in white.
I wasn't in white.
You know what should have happened?
What?
I should have had you in your white before the wedding. I should have blackened you in your white wedding dress, blackened you in your bridal dress before ushering you into your wedding as your best man.
My husband's best man. Your best friend's best man.
No, your best man.
I must get back.
You're lovely. I'm crazy about you. All these words I'm using, don't you see? They've never been said before, can't you see? I'm crazy about you. It's a whirlwind. Have you ever been to the Sahara Desert? Listen to me. It's true. Listen, you overwhelm me. You're so lovely.
I'm not.
You're so beautiful. Look at the way you look at me.
I'm not looking at you.
Look at the way you're looking at me. I can't wait for you. I'm bowled over. I'm totally knocked out. You dazzle me. You jewel. My jewel. I can't ever sleep again. No, listen. It's the truth. I won't walk. I'll be a cripple. I'll descend. I'll diminish into total paralysis. My life is in your hands. That's what you're banishing me to. A state of catatonia. Do you know the state of catatonia? Do you? Do you? The state of... where the reigning prince is the prince of emptiness, the prince of absence, the prince of desolation. I love you.
My husband's at the other side of the door.
Everyone knows. The world knows. It knows. But they'll never know. They'll never know. They're in a different world. I adore you. I'm madly in love with you. I can't believe that what anyone is at this moment saying has ever happened, has ever happened. Nothing has ever happened. Nothing. This is the only thing that has ever happened. Your eyes kill me. I'm lost. You're wonderful.
No.
Yes.
Your best friend's drunk.
As you are my best and oldest friend, and in the present instance my host, I decided to take this opportunity to tell your wife how beautiful she was.
Quite right.
It is quite right to face up to the facts and to offer a token without blush, a token of one's unalloyed appreciation. No holds barred.
Absolutely.
And how wonderful for you that this is so, that this is the case, that her beauty is the case.
Quite right.
I speak as your oldest friend. Your best man.
You are, actually.
In Betrayal, by Harold Pinter, Emma was played by Olivia Colman. Robert by Charles Edwards. Jerry by Andrew Scott. And The Waiter by Gerard McDermott. Betrayal was directed by Gaynor McFarlane.